Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Imagine standing in the middle of a storm, lightning flashing across the sky, and instead of feeling afraid, you feel inspired. That's exactly how one young boy felt. While others ran for cover, he looked up and wondered, what if we could capture that power? Today's story is about light, about ideas, and about a kid who loved electricity so much that he imagined lightning dancing in his hands. Get ready to be shocked, but not literally, by the amazing story of a man whose inventions power our world today. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Nikola Tesla. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine no lights, no TVs, no phone chargers, and no video games. When the sun goes down, everything is dark. That's what the world was like when Nikola Tesla was born. And this one kid, just one, dreamed of lighting up the entire planet. How did he do it? Let's go back, way back. On July 10th, 1856, Nikola Tesla was born in a small village in what is now Croatia. He was born during a fierce lightning storm. He was the fourth of five children. He was a skinny kid with big eyes and messy hair. Little Nikola had a photographic memory and could do complex math problems in his head. But he also had some interesting quirks. For example, he was obsessed with the number three. He would walk around a building three times before entering it. And he always used 18 napkins to clean his cutlery, because 18 is divisible by three. But life wasn't all numbers and napkins for young Nikola. He loved to invent things, like a bug-powered motor made from June bugs. Talk about a weird science project. As a child, he was curious, very curious. He loved imagining how things worked, not just toys or tools, but everything. Nikola wasn't like other kids. While some kids played tag, Nikola built inventions in his mind.
I can see it in my mind. The machines, they move before I even build them.
That's right. Nikola had a special way of thinking. He could picture inventions in his head in incredible detail. He could imagine machines so clearly that he didn't even need to draw them. He could spin them, fix them, and test them, all inside his head. Pretty cool, right? But life wasn't always easy for Nikola. When Nikola was just a kid, something very sad happened. His older brother, who everyone thought was the genius of the family, died in an accident. Nikola felt invisible. He felt like he had to live up to something impossible.
Will I ever be good enough?
Nikola was also very sick as a teenager. Doctors thought he might not survive. He was scared, and his family was scared. But Nikola made a promise to himself.
If I live, I will create things that help the world.
As he grew older, his brilliant mind led him to study electrical engineering. Nikola became obsessed with electricity. He had a dream of harnessing the power of Niagara Falls to generate electricity. People thought he was crazy. 2 years after he graduated from the University of Prague, he discovered a type of current, or a flow of electricity. But here's the problem. It was different from the type being used in the world's first two electric power stations, which opened that year. Both stations had used direct current, or DC, which could not change direction. However, Tesla's alternating current, or AC, could. Direct current worked, but only for short distances. Cities couldn't grow brighter. Homes far away stayed dark. Everyone said, "That's just how electricity works." Everyone except Nikola. He believed there was a better way. Nikola wanted to change how the world used electricity. This presented another challenge for him. Some people didn't understand him. Others thought his ideas were too strange or impossible.
What if electricity could go back and forth like a swing?
People laughed at his idea called alternating current. Imagine being a kid or even a grown-up and everyone says, That idea will never work. Would you quit? Nikola didn't. In 1884, he packed his bags and sailed across the ocean to America. Nikola arrived in New York with 4 cents in his pocket, a few of his poems, and calculations for a flying machine. Nikola moved far from home to follow his dreams. He worked long hours. Sometimes he felt alone, but he never stopped thinking, imagining, or inventing. Nikola had a choice: give up or stand by his idea.
I will prove what is possible.
This was his big moment. Nikola worked day and night. He experimented, he failed, and tried again. His AC electricity system worked. Nikola began demonstrating his inventions in public. He lit lamps wirelessly. He sent electricity through the air. He showed the world something they had never seen before. People were amazed. But it was still a risk. What if it failed? What if people laughed? Nikola stepped forward anyway. That's bravery, not the absence of fear, but moving forward despite it. Nikola's big break came when he started working for the famous inventor Thomas Edison. But uh-oh, trouble was brewing. Edison believed in direct current, or DC, for delivering electricity. But Tesla knew his AC system was better because it could travel long distances and power entire cities. This led to a big fight known as the War of Currents. After 2 years, Nikola left Edison's laboratory to work in his own lab. Here's the moment that changed everything. In 1893, a huge event called the World's Columbian Exposition took place in Chicago. Nikola's AC system was used to light the entire fair. Thousands of lights, glowing all at once. It was magical. It showed the world that Nikola's idea worked. And not just a little, it worked brilliantly.
The future is bright.
Homes lit up, streets glowed, cities shined at night for the first time ever. This success at the fair helped him win a contract to install the first large-scale AC power plant at Niagara Falls, fulfilling his childhood dream. The project carried power to the city of Buffalo in New York. Electricity traveled far, helping millions of people. Nikola Tesla didn't just invent a machine. He helped power the modern world. Take a moment to think about that. Every time you turn on a light, every time you plug something in, there's a spark of Tesla's idea still working today. Today, the electricity in your home, the lights, the outlets, the power that charges devices relies on the kind of system Nikola believed in. There's a unit of magnetic field strength named after him, called the Tesla. Nikola invented the AC motor, which powers everything from factory machines to electric cars. And of course, there's the famous electric car company named in his honor. His inventions and ideas were so far ahead of his time that scientists are still exploring some of them today. Clearly, his ideas help power the modern world. But it's more than that. He showed that thinking differently can change everything. Nikola didn't become rich or famous during his life. Sometimes he felt lonely. Sometimes people forgot to thank him. But his ideas changed the future. His story reminds us, you don't have to be loud to be powerful. Being different can be your superpower. Big ideas often start in quiet minds. And most importantly, you don't have to see the whole path, just the next brave step. Nikola was a brilliant scientist and inventor. He showed courage. He stood up for his ideas. Curiosity. He never stopped asking, what if? Vision. He believed in the future before others did. Purpose-driven. He wanted to help the world, not just himself. Bravery. He trusted his ideas, even when others didn't. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Nikola. He invented the first remote-controlled boat. He registered more than 300 patents and envisioned many more inventions. He could memorize entire books and speak many languages. He loved pigeons and even brought injured ones to his hotel room to care for them. He imagined robots, wireless power, and smartphones more than 100 years ago. Nikola invented the Tesla coil, which was widely used for many years in radios, television sets, and other electric equipment. He claimed he never slept for more than 2 hours a night. He thought sleep was a waste of time. So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Nikola.
What was his new form of electricity called? What famous inventor did he work closely with? Where was his first large-scale power plant?
Let's go back to our question. Have you ever had an idea that felt so big, so exciting, that you just had to figure it out? Maybe it's a drawing, a game, a story, or a question about how something works. Those ideas matter. They could be the beginning of something amazing, just like Nikola Tesla. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.